Welcome to another community radio interview. I am Manuela and this is CJRO Local First. On Saturday, June 6th, the 5 Cyclone Royal Canadian Air Cadets Squadron is celebrating its 21st annual ceremonial review. The ceremony will be held in Embrun and it will consist of approximately 90 cadets on parade with seated guests, representatives from the Air Cadet League of Canada, Canadian Armed Forces, local and provincial dignitaries, and of course, friends and family. To find out more about the 5 Cyclone Royal Air Cadets program, I've reached out to Kimberly Meadows, the chair of the sponsoring committee for the 5 Cyclone Royal Canadian Air Cadets.
Thank you for inviting me here today. My name is Kimberly Meadows and I'm the chair of the 5 Cyclone sponsoring committee. I've been the chair for 2 years and will also continue to be the chair next year. The cadet program is a partnership between the Air Cadet League of Canada and the Canadian Armed Forces. Our mandate is to improve knowledge of aerospace and aviation by supporting and providing access to education programs and resources. Our key priorities for the cadets are related to community engagement, volunteer opportunities, leadership, and education around aviation.
Furthermore, I've asked Kimberly about the cadets program. Where and how many times a week do they train? What are some of the skills they are learning?
Training is one or two nights a week, usually, with additional activities. We meet in Embrun and Russell, so our headquarters-ish. It's dependent on facilities and access to facilities, yeah. But we do training in Embrun and Russell area. The cadets themselves come from across the region. Some of our cadets come from as far away as Castleman, out to Winchester, Chesterville area, with few of them coming from Ottawa and Orleans. The cadets range from the age of 12 to 18. They are allowed to stay in until their 19th birthday when they go through an aging out ceremony. Cadets on board as early as 12 years old, and we welcome all kids between the ages of 12 and 18. The cadets get to go camping and learn all sorts of activities like how to start a fire and survival training, and there's also days that we get to go outside and occasionally play with drones. We have also had the opportunity to go geocaching and learn how to use GPS equipment to do that. So our cadets do have the opportunity to go gliding. We have gliding days in the region, so they do have that chance to get up in the air. They also have the opportunity to take ground school on a regular basis throughout the training year. And later on in their cadet career, they can apply and can potentially move forward with gaining a gliding license or a pilot's license. If you're registering as a cadet, there are forms for anyone who wishes to remain anonymous or not have their photo taken, have media releases relating to them. We take privacy very seriously.
Kimberly also discussed the sponsoring committee's responsibilities, fundraising, and the generous support they have received from the King Club of Russell.
The sponsoring committee is very grateful to the King Club of Russell, who are running the Catch the Ace lottery. We are part of that Catch the Ace lottery this year and last year. Through them, we've been given or raised $62,000 for the 5 Cyclone Squadron. So that has made us feel much more comfortable from a fundraising point of view. We do reach out to the community. It's important for the cadets to become aware of their community, so part of that is fundraising in our community. If you'd like to join the sponsoring committee, we are looking to onboard volunteers from our community. We have a great group of parents who volunteer with us, but we also would love to welcome members of our community to the sponsoring committee. If people would like to volunteer for the sponsoring committee, they're always free and welcome to reach out to myself at chair@5cycloneaircadets.ca. That's my email address, so they're more than welcome to reach out to me. We are looking for volunteers that could take over our social media pages, and we're also looking for volunteers to work with our communications committee. Okay. And we're always onboarding folks to take on roles like treasurer. So if you've got 2 hours a month to give, or if you have 20 hours a month to give, there are a vast array of different opportunities for volunteering. We do have a website at 5cycloneaircadets.com. If people wanted to go and follow the Instagram account for 5cyclone, it's 5_cycloneaircadet.
The cadets and everyone involved with the organization are looking forward to the June 6th ceremonial review.
The annual ceremonial review happening on June 6th at approximately 1:30 at the Embrun Arena. That annual ceremonial review is really an opportunity for the cadets to showcase what they've learned over the training year. And they are reviewed by an officer in the Canadian Armed Forces who will come out and do an inspection of the cadets. And they will perform drills for us, and our flag party will be on parade. It'll be a great event.